Senate Bill 122, and Senator Larry Dietrich is a sponsor of that bill. Would you like to?
I'm busy, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'm sorry. Representative McGulley.
Wait till Larry gets done eating. I'll start it out. Representative Tim Bogalka here representing Senate Bill 122, and I gave each of you members a little four-page synopsis of what this bill does yesterday. I hope you had the chance to read it. I also passed out this morning a little updated version of some of the key points on the single page on the same stationery, but you may have a chance to read that right now. This really is a simple bill. We've heard that before. Back in 93, the state under, I believe George Mickelson was still governor at that time, decided that these dredges that the state owned were not being put to the best possible use. They just decided to get them off their hands. They were getting old and in disrepair, and there was an organization that the South Dakota Lakes and Streams Association that was glad to take them. Since that time, the Lakes and Streams has operated these solely on their own without any aid of any sort from the state. In the last few years, the situation has arisen that due to a less number of projects, that these dredges aren't being used all the time. And as you read, the last couple of years, there's always been at least one, sometimes two, sitting doing nothing. These dredges are high maintenance. They take a lot of money to keep them going and to operate them and to keep them in repair, and they are in better shape now than when the state sold them. And what the Lakes and Streams would like to do is you look at the bill as it says now in line 9. Part of the requirements of this sale was that they stayed within the state of South Dakota, and on line 11 again it struck remain in the state of South Dakota. What the Lakes and Streams would simply like to do is be able to use these out of state if they're available. And of course we've added the line on line 10 with priority given to Lakes and Streams in South Dakota. The Lakes and Streams Association is a South Dakota organization. They're made up of South Dakota members. Obviously their top priority is South Dakota. These water projects are not something that just pop up one day. They usually take several years of planning, fundraising, grant development, assessments by the conservation districts, etc. So there are other individuals here to testify. Leroy Storr from Clear Lake, he's with the Conservation Service, and the reason that Senator Dietrich and I got on this bill is because two of these dredges have been used in Clear Lake on the lake Clear Lake, not in town, but right next to town. The lake, obviously, the last couple years. And Leroy is here from the Conservation Service in Clear Lake, as well as Randy Bovette. Randy lives in Watertown, and he is the operations manager for these dredges. And Senator Dietrich is also here to testify. So I'll turn it over to them. Thank you.
Okay, from there we'll go. Further proponents for Senate Bill 122.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the House Ag Committee. I'm Leroy Storr. I'm president of the South Dakota Lakes and Streams. And as you read in some of our handouts, the reason for being here is like to be able to take the dredges out of state. And since 1993, South Dakota Lakes and Streams Association has operated and managed the dredges very successfully. The South Dakota Lakes and Streams Association has operated state's Lakes and Streams Restoration Program on a self-supporting basis without asking the state for any special funding. I believe if you read in the original bill, the state had said they would give us $50,000 or $60,000 for maintenance or to get these dredges started up. Well, we never requested that or took that money. We just went out on our own and were able to, with the work we did and the way we operate them, we're able to keep the dredges in repair without requesting that money from the state. Some examples how Lakes and Streams is saving the organizations within the state that are doing dredging programs, and also the state and federal. On the Clear Lake project there in Clear Lake, there was two bidders on that project. South Dakota Lakes and Streams bid with $556,403. The other bidder with $889,000. That was a savings to our local organization and the state and federal government of $332,600. And I guess I might add there, if that $889,000 would have been the only bid we got, there's no way we could have dredged the lake. There just isn't that kind of money available from the state or federal government to dredge the lakes. And there's a lot of these lakes out there that need dredging quite bad. Another example was City of Aberdeen. They were getting sediment with building up around their intake for their water. So the Lakes and Streams went in there. Their bid was $121,897. The other bidder was $285,000. So that was a savings of $163,103 for the state of Aberdeen. So Lakes and Streams has been able to go in and bid these projects a lot cheaper. I guess one reason is we want to just be self-supporting, and we are a nonprofit organization, so we just want to make enough to pay our help, meet expenses, and we want to be able to start putting enough aside, so down the road sometimes if we need to trade these dredges off or something, that we have the money behind us that we can do that. And I might add, we can't trade them off without your guys' permission. That's in there, but I mean, we need to, eventually that will come when we will have to replace them. Dredging within the state of South Dakota, we had a high of 276,300 cubic yards that we dredged in 1996. And in the preceding years in 2000, we only had 133,400 redredged. And then last year, we took out 175,000. So it has been, the amount of dredging we've been doing has been steadily going down for us. This coming year, we have two dredges that will be operating in the state here. The other three will be idle. We have had requests from Minnesota and North Dakota have came down and looked at our projects. They've been to Clear Lake and we've taken them out and showed it, and both of them showed a real strong interest in dredging. So the way it sits now, we really can't go to those states because we are not allowed to take the dredges out. South Dakota Lakes and Streams does own one dredge, or two of them. We own the Henderson and another one. But that Henderson is a very big dredge that weighs 75 tons. So in order to move that dredge, it's very expensive, and it takes a, well, a house mover's got to come in and move that one. So it's not real practical to take that one too far out of state. Two of them we got from the state are 8-inch dredges. They are be able to move them a lot simpler. That way we can load them up on regular trucks, and if we wanted to, we can move them out of state without much problem. So that's a question there too. The big dredge that we do own is tough to take out, and really that is our best dredge by far, and we'd prefer to keep that in South Dakota. Because on our lake there at Clear Lake, that one is capable of a lot of instances of going 2 feet deeper or even three than the other one we got there on account of the weight and the way it works. So we kind of like to keep that dredge here in the state because it does a lot better job of dredging. And as most of you know, when you've got big equipment or heavy equipment and you don't use it, it deteriorates, it rusts. If they sit too long, the bearings all dry out. So when we do want to start them up, we got a big expense. So we thought, well, if we could keep them operating in other states, it would be a big benefit to us. Over the last 4 years, we have spent $73,300 on repair on the dredges that have been operating. So the way Tim mentioned, these dredges now are in better shape than when we got them from the state, but they are also getting a lot older. And one of the maintenance deals of our dredges is every time they change oil, we send samples away to Butler Cat for analysis, and something shows up, we take care of it right away. In order to stay efficient, you've got to keep the machines in top working order. You can't afford to have people sitting there while you're repairing. And that's another deal we got too. We have real experienced help now. And if we can't keep our dredges busy, we lose those guys. And then you got to start over and try to retrain. And it's not that simple to sit up there, and it looks real boring to sit there and watch that thing go back and forth. But one little mistake and you're in the cables, or it gets pretty, to be able to operate them, it takes a lot of practice. And over the years, South Dakota Lakes and Streams mission has expanded. We are now into stream bank. We want to keep them up repair. We're in citizens monitoring. And our motto has changed from just surviving to preserve, protect, and restore. We're not only interested now in dredging the lake, we're interested in trying to keep the lakes from getting polluted or filled up with sediment. So we are expanding our vision out too. And if we can take the dredges out of state, that allows us more money that we can go into these other programs within the state. Right now, when we started, we only had 17 lake associations. Right now, Lakes and Streams has 110 memberships now, including a large number of conservation districts, lakes associations, city councils have joined. All number of people have joined our organization over the years. So we have grown quite a bit, and one of the reasons asking to be able to take the dredges out, we want to continue to keep growing instead of letting them sit. Because over the last couple of years, the state and 319, the federal, is kind of drifting away from dredging lakes. They're concentrating more on, they want to work on the watershed. That's where they want to concentrate their money more now than on dredging lakes. Some of the other states have a lot better dredging programs than South Dakota. They are more free with their money. And money gets tight. And dredging does run, it does get expensive. It takes a lot of local support and fundraising in your local area to make them work. So any of you have any questions, I'd be glad to try and answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Norton. We will hold questions until all the testimony. So from there, we will ask for any more proponents of Senate Bill 122.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. We only passed five bills out. Obviously, they went through quite a scrutiny over in the Senate, and you should feel comfortable in supporting each of those bills, I would expect, although I'm sure they'll go through another fine comb. Thank you for this opportunity. I think Leroy did a nice job of summarizing what the issues are. They came to us, and they have equipment they're not able to use the way they need to be. And I know there's several farmers around here and people that are in business, and we understand if we have equipment around that's not being used, we have extra expense to our operations. Somebody has to pay that bill. In visiting with the Lakes and Streams folks, how they bill people is their cost plus 15%. So if their cost is half again higher because they have equipment sitting around, that means the cost to the public in South Dakota will be that much higher, or that there'll be that many less opportunities that, as far as cleaning the lake and so on. The concern I had when they first came to me was that I wanted to make sure that if there was a lake that needed to be cleaned out in South Dakota, that the rigs weren't over in Minnesota or Colorado or wherever. And you'll see in the bill that we took care of that to make sure there's a priority of South Dakota lakes and streams. As I understand it, those projects take 4 to 5 years in the making, and so it's not a problem like you're going to shut them down one day and have to move back. The planning process won't be any problem at all. I think it just makes good practical sense. Once again, like they indicated, they'll need to start putting some monies away for repairing and trading at some point. I know in our discussion over in the Senate side, when they have worked out of state, I believe they've charged almost double of what they have in state. Those monies come back to the state and, of course, lower the cost of operations for work they do in South Dakota. Also, a lot of the extra money, the extra 15%, as I understand it, go to projects as far as water quality within the state. So it's not being put away into reserve that's growing out of sight. It's being used within the state. So with that, I think the bill makes good sense. Mr. Chairman, I'd be glad to stand by for questions when the appropriate time comes.
Thank you, Senator Dietrich. Any more proponents for Senate Bill 122? Proponents for Senate Bill 122? Seeing none, we will go to opponents of Senate Bill 122. Any opponents? Seeing no opponents, we will open up to questions from the committee. Representative Van Gerpen.
Senator, I appreciate the effort that you put forward to ensure that South Dakota lakes and streams are given the priority. Based upon your pursuit of that endeavor, were you able to get some type of an idea of when they plan to dredge the Missouri River stream?
I'm not sure that project has been submitted yet, but okay. My expectation is that when it happens, South Dakota lakes and streams will be right there willing to do whatever they can to clean up the Missouri.
Thank you for taking care of your district.
Thank you for the question, Mr. Van Gerpen. Representative Van Gerpen.
Are there any, Representative Klocek?
Representative Dietrich, in your testimony, you said 15% over the bid limit on the projects, and then you also made the comment that they charge double when they go to the other states. I believe was your testimony. Now, that 15% over is just for South Dakota projects. Is that correct, or how can they charge double out of state and then?
Thank you for the question.
Clarification is necessary.
What happens, as was explained and testified on the Senate side, is they take their costs that they have, and that's what they're based. They understand what those costs are. They use that as their base for the projects. They add 15% on top of that when they bid South Dakota projects. The only work that they've done is in Colorado that's been out of state, where they used one of the dredgers that weren't owned from South Dakota. They bid the project much like any other contractor would. And in their testimony, they said that ended up being almost double what they would have charged if that lake would have been in South Dakota. So obviously the money that they made on that project came back into the Lakes and Streams organization, and that's a nonprofit organization, and those profits are spread around the state or used to maintain the equipment.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Senator Dietrich, what assurances do you have that when they do get tied up with a 3 or 4 year project and some project of immense value, such as the Missouri River, Lake Henry in Scotland, or some other projects, that they would be able to pick up and get back here in time to get at these projects that are so valuable to our state?
Thank you for the question, Representative Klocek. From my understanding, from start to finish in a project, when a community decides they want to dredge a lake, go through the process of finding the funding and do the environmental work that needs to be done, it takes somewhere around 4 to 5 years. And so within that amount of time, they are able to make their schedule work into that because there is such a lead time. And so from my understanding and visiting with the Lakes and Stream folks, the issue of prioritizing and making sure they're back in South Dakota to dredge the lakes is not a problem. You also have to understand they have 5 dredges within the lake, within their organization. And so it's not like if our dredges, the dredges that South Dakota owns are out of state, they can't use the other dredges to dredge lakes within South Dakota.
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
First Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome to the working side over here.
Well, it's great to be here, Representative Jensen, and thank you for reminding me where the working side really is.
Yeah, that's right. Just a couple of questions, sure. Senator Dietrich. I think Leroy mentioned that there were 5 dredges in the state. We own 2 of them. 3 of them. Okay. The other 2 then are
They're owned by South Dakota Lakes and Streams, the other 2.
Okay. Okay. And they, we have no restrictions on those.
No.
Okay. Do you take those out of state then?
If we want to, but as I commented, that one is that very big, heavy one that just costs
okay.
a fortune
to move. Okay. That's right.
As I understand it, just for clarification, also, like I say, the one is a 10-inch and the other is a 6-inch. The 6-inch is fairly small. If you have a very large project out of state, it's not a very good unit to use. The large machine is difficult to carry. It just so happens the South Dakota machines tend to be the ones that work and make the most sense as far as taking out of state for those projects.
When you say 6-inch, you're talking what?
That's the cutter.
Not like that. What's that like, West River? Yeah, okay.
Representative Holbeck, and try to direct your comments to an individual. Because this is going over the internet, we need to have the testimony at the microphone. Thank you. Representative Holbeck.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to ask Mr. Storr a question, please. This question really doesn't, in my mind, impact at all what I'm going to do with this bill, but you made a comment in your testimony that we have a lot of lakes that need to be dredged. Do you have that information as to the need out there? And I know that's not your business to pick and choose. It's when they can come up with money. But what is the need that we're faced with in South Dakota right now?
I couldn't give you an exact number. I can just in my local area. I do know, for instance, Lake Norden is just starting to in their phase one study, which they hope to dredge down the road. Another one in Dual County over there is Fish Lake, a very good lake. And they're doing the phase one study on that right now, and that's got over 6 feet of silt in that lake in places. And it's a very good lake. Last year it was outstanding for pound plus perch. Last winter she froze out completely on account of the depth. See, and they're the good example of a lake. If we could find the money or have the money that we could go into Fish Lake and make some 14, 15 foot water out there, we would, the fish survival would be outstanding, and then other recreation could come back in. Now, it just, when you got that much silt out there, it just don't work good. There, in Dual County, I can probably name 5, 6 lakes that dredging would be real beneficial to them. But the problem is the funding. You know, we're on Clear Lake there, it's a struggle to keep our funding in order to keep our state and federal matching. We're doing it, but it's a battle.
Follow-up question.
Again, and I'm off track here on the bill a little bit, but I'm just curious. In your estimate, what would you say
would be the percent of the, are there more than half of our glacier lakes that need to be dredged, 80%? What would you guess?
My guess over in our part of the state, over the eastern there, better than half of them could use dredging. Better than half. I don't know how the lakes are up in the hills around Sisseton and those lakes, what kind of shape they're in. But in our area, it's probably better than half of them could use dredging.
Any other questions? Representative Bradford.
Little sideline here. I heard you say that you want to build up this fund in case you want to... Maybe Senator Dietrich can talk to you. I'd have a visit with the racehorse people and the school people about building up funds, you know, just in case.
Yeah. But that's something we need to try to do. If you want to trade, it would be sure nice to have some cash on hand that you could make a decent deal.
Any other questions? Representative Frisley.
Just wondering about your competition or the people a bit against you. Is there other dredges in the state, or are they out of state?
Randy would know more on that about what we got here for competition within the state. Yep.
Good morning. My name is Randy Bovet, and I run the operations side. What I know right now, there's only one other company, and that's out of Sioux Falls. And I don't I really don't know if they're still in business or not.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Brooklyn. Any other questions? Seeing none, we will close this for discussion and or motions. Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I had the pleasure of going over to Clear Lake last October and seeing that operation firsthand with the Board of Water and Natural Resources. And it's quite an operation. I think this will enable them to do a little better job with their assets, move them around a little more. Back when we bought the dredges years and years ago, I was out here supporting that when I was on the Water Development District, and I was out here supporting it when we sold them to the Lakes and Streams for a dollar. So it gives me a lot of pleasure today to go the next extra mile, as it will, and support this. And I hope everybody else on the committee will, too. And I'll move to do pass.
We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Second by Representative Roden. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we will go to a vote. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Radford?
Aye.
Risley?
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Hargan?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kotek?
Aye. Hicks?
Aye. Roden?
Aye.
Sigstad?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Lynch?
Aye.
Carry.
Okay, it passes unanimous.
Mr. Chairman, I would put on the consent calendar.
We have a motion for consent. All those in favor say aye.
Need a second.
Oh, I'll need a second. Have a second.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Roden?
I have no objection to putting it on consent, but I just wonder if it wouldn't be good to have somebody just give a one-minute explanation of this bill on the floor, because I wasn't aware of any of this information. I wonder if it wouldn't be good to... Okay.
Okay.
No.
We have a dissent.
I was just wondering if somebody else agreed with that point.
I agree with it. So I think it'd be a good idea to, for a matter of information on the floor, that we will not put this on the consent calendar. So we will thank you very much. So 122 is passed unanimously, and we'll go to the floor.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.